going to start looking at ethics by looking at the sacred role of the teacher. But before we do, let's chant together.
Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
In her book, Teaching Yoga, Donna Fahey says, the role of the teacher is vested with huge responsibilities and equally satisfying rewards. This transformative role can never be fully realized without a safe and sacred environment in which the integrity of both the teacher and the student are sustained. It's important that we take this teaching of yoga as a sacred responsibility and show up to it as such. The role of the yoga teacher is different to that of a friend. In a friendship, we're on equal footing and we support each other. The role of the yoga teacher, however, is to support the student. And while it is likely that the teacher will continue to learn and grow as a result of their role as a teacher, the focus is really on the student's growth and learning. As a result, whether it is intended or not, there is a natural imbalance of power in the student-teacher relationship. And in this relationship, it is the yoga teacher's responsibility to act ethically and to hold the relationship as sacred. Ways we can do this include helping, not rescuing, your students, working within your scope of practice, referring as necessary, having appropriate intake forms, respecting and upholding confidentiality, being mindful of the clothing you wear, being mindful of how you promote your services, refraining from sexual relationships with your students and reporting when necessary, and engaging in ongoing mentoring and professional development. Let's start by looking at the first point there, helping, not rescuing, and we'll go into the others in future lectures. As we've already touched on, a mental health aware yoga teacher is an informal helper. I imagine that part of the reason you're a yoga teacher and spending your time and money on this mental health aware yoga training is that you want to help people. I know I do. But it's important that we don't fall into the trap of believing that we're saving, rescuing, or fixing anybody. We're not. Let me say that again because I think it's really important. We're not saving, rescuing, or fixing anybody. When we try to rescue people from their own lives and their own problems, we risk burnout for ourselves and disempowerment for our students. Rescuer behavior often looks like wanting to solve people's problems rather than trusting that they can solve them for themselves. Giving advice, for example, you really should end your relationship, it's not good for you, or something like that. Doing things for other people that they could do themselves, like calling their psychologist to make an appointment for them or offering to drive them to the appointment. And feeling resentful or unappreciated when others don't take our advice. Trying to convince other people about our point of view. Interestingly, these are similar to some of the codependent control patterns identified by CODA or Codependence Anonymous. So codependent is a term in popular psychology generally related to taking care and excessive responsibility in relationship with others, and often in the context of illness or addiction. CODA identifies various beliefs associated with this behavior and offers a different perspective, including believing that people are incapable of taking care of themselves compared to the belief that with rare exceptions, other adults are capable of managing their own lives. attempting to convince others what to think, do, or feel, versus accepting the thoughts, choices, and feelings of others, even though we may not be comfortable with them. Freely offering advice and direction without being asked, versus only giving advice when asked. Being resentful when others decline their help or reject their advice, versus being content to see others take care of themselves. It's interesting, right? Can you see yourself in any of those patterns? I'm sure we've all been there at some point. This is not about judgment, but about bringing some unhelpful patterns into the light so we don't keep making the same mistakes. When we cast ourselves as the rescuer, even if it's unconscious, we cast the other person in the role of the helpless victim and essentially communicate to them that we know better and that we don't believe that they have what it takes to solve their own problems. As a mental health aware yoga teacher, our role is not to fix other people's problems. It's not to have the answer to everything. It's not to give advice. It's not to take responsibility for people's choices or situations. As a mental health aware yoga teacher, our role is to teach yoga, to create a safe container, to listen, and to empower our students to trust in their own wholeness and intuition and make decisions for themselves based on this. So you might notice that you slipped into the role of rescuer if you are telling your students what to do with their life, lying awake at night thinking about your students' problems, feeling resentful that your student is not taking your advice, feeling like you need to have the answer to everything, trying to stop students from crying, or doing things for your students that they could be doing themselves or that their friends, family, or therapist could be doing for them. If you notice any of these signs, make an appointment with your mentor or therapist to talk about them and reconnect with your role as a teacher, not a rescuer. Okay, so that's it for the sacred role of the teacher section. I trust that this has given you something to reflect on, and I'll see you over in the next video very soon.